Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? If we were going to give a group of people a math test, and we randomly picked a group of people, different backgrounds, different educations, and we gave them a math test, what we would find is that there will be a few questions on that math test that everybody would get wrong, or most people would get wrong. It's just the way it is. I mean, there are subjects that people just don't understand. There are questions inside of those subjects that even if they understand the subject, they may misinterpret the question, they may not understand it, they don't know what to do with it. And generally, if we're going to teach somebody something, we have to focus on what most people miss, what they don't understand. And there are many things in business that we don't understand. It's impossible to understand everything because business is complicated. It's always moving. It never stays the same. We're dealing with people. And when we deal with people, we're dealing with many different personalities. We're dealing with customers, which are people. We're dealing with salespeople, which are people. But there's a huge mistake that CEOs, presidents, and business owners constantly make in their business. And this just isn't in one city or one state. It's throughout the country. And that is that they are people also. And they are compassionate and understanding. And what happens is they have a coworker who's just not doing a proper job. Now, we have to say that the CEO of the company, the president or the business owner, has created a reasonable business plan. There is a job description. Everybody knows what the job is. Big boss, the CEO, thought that he or she was hiring the best possible person, but they find out that they are not the best possible person. They are creating chaos in their company. They interviewed well, their recommendations were well, but they just don't get the job done. So what does the CEO do? Well, the CEO talks to them, explains the job description, and they keep talking about, I'll get it better tomorrow, I'll do better tomorrow. And time goes on, but nothing changes. It could be 1 week, 1 month, 6 months, 1 year, it could be years. But the CEO doesn't really take action because he or she doesn't want to face it. Doesn't want to go through the problem of finding someone else. Doesn't want to face terminating the people, giving them the opportunity to go find a job that's better suited for them. So this is a huge mistake that many business people make. They don't face the problem when someone's not doing the job. And then what happens is that particular person might be in a position of power. They might be in a position of the manufacturing process. They might be a project manager. They might be a supervisor. Whoever they are, and everything is not working well because that person is not doing their job. Where if the business owner would have faced the problem right from the beginning and said, I need to evaluate this person's performance. I need to understand whether this person is capable of doing the job, whether there's something going on in their life to keep them from doing it, whether I haven't trained them well or I haven't given them the right description, or are they never going to do it? So we have to recognize failure in our coworkers relatively quickly. That doesn't mean we don't give them a chance. You know, we're not fire happy. We just don't want to get rid of people. But if we have someone in our organization who's not doing a good job and we can't get them to do a good job and they don't understand it, we need to make a change. It's no different than saying, I'm going to drive my car to a sales appointment today. I know there is a nail in the tire. I know the tire is going to go flat, but I'm going to go anyway. I'm not going to get it fixed. I'll be late if I don't go, but you'll be a lot later when the tower goes flat. So let's really think about our staff. Let's think about our coworkers, and let's think about and be honest with ourselves. Are we, as the people who operate, run, and are responsible for the business, do we have to change something? Are we part of the problem? And, of course, the answer is always yes. The business owner is always part of the problem, whether it's not interviewing well, not following up, not checking recommendations, not being able to understand exactly what the person is going to do, job description. It could be many, many things. But look at what your part in someone's failing is and see if you can correct it so it doesn't happen again. You're in the people business, and what you sell are relationships, and your product happens to be whatever it is. It could be automation. It could be construction. It could be software. It could be anything. Paying attention to our coworkers, understanding what they're doing, getting the right place and getting the right people in the right place at the right time is the answer to business success and the answer to profitability. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.